This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I can say there's no player I'd rather have on my team than Lamar Jackson. He's, you know, he's the best quarterback in the league, so that's my answer to that question.
That was Eric DaCosta talking about Lamar Jackson and possibly getting an extension done. And we mentioned this again in light of the fact that over the weekend, Josh Allen, 6-year, $330 million, $250 in guaranteed. So now, finally, a contract achieves more guarantees than the Deshaun Watson Albatross contract, which was fully guaranteed. I think that was $232. But in light of the Josh Allen deal, what does that mean vis-a-vis the Lamar Jackson?
Well, look, if I'm a Bills fan, the thing that I am... really, the only thing I'm focused on, the only thing I really care about is we control Josh Allen's contractual rights till the year 2031. That's what I care about. We now basically have him tied up as long as the Chiefs have Mahomes tied up. Now, the Chiefs got 10 years off the bat when he had 2 years still left.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were playing ahead. But we've got this guy... through his prime. And will we have to negotiate it again? Probably. But you, when you have a player of this caliber, you want to get as many years of prime control as possible. And again, he will not be a free agent until 2031 at the earliest. Now, if they cut him before then, for whatever reason, so be it. But that's above and beyond anything else what matters. The money, these guys are going to keep making crazy money. They're going to opt out of their TV contracts, and they're going to expand the regular season, and they're going to add multiple television packages. And there's going to be an NFL Europe television package. I shouldn't call it NFL Europe. NFL Global television package. I'd say in the next 4 to 5 years, 12 to 16 weeks of the season, they will be playing at least one game somewhere outside of this country, whether it's Brazil, whether it's China, whether it's India, whether it's Ireland, whether it's Mexico,
Spain.
Whether it's Canada, Spain. And someone's going to, that's not going to be on the NFL Network for free anymore because the NFL Network's not going to exist. Someone's going to pay for that. All that's more money for the owners. All that means the salary cap goes up, the percentages of gross revenues. So I don't think anybody in Buffalo and the Pagula family right now is crying about what Josh Allen's 2029 salary is going to look like, or what his 2029 cap number is going to look like. You know why? Because he's never going to get there anyway. It's going to be changed before then, and it's not going to matter. What they do know is we got him till 2031 if we want him. $250 million fully guaranteed is a big nut. No two ways about it. But guess what? That's now the cost of doing business.
Yep.
And if you don't want to do it, you're setting yourself up for a whole lot of heartache like last time, and you're going to lose yourself some players if you get foolish about this, and you're going to cede more leverage to the player because the player is unbelievable. He's the best player right now for me in the NFL. And if you do it, then you're going to be able to sit back and have cost certainty on the best player in football into his 30s, well into his 30s. And that's what I would think would be the most important thing as an organizational goal above all else.
And I think that's what you have to give a ton of credit to Buffalo, where they were proactive the first go around.
Yep.
And they were proactive this go around, where he still had plenty of years to go and they still got ahead of this, where you got ahead of it the first time and they saved a boatload of money because of that. Ravens ended up waiting and ended up paying a lot more. And the same thing is going to happen the longer you wait this go around with Lamar Jackson. The price of business keeps going up. Lamar signed his contract extension less than 2 years ago. There are eight quarterbacks now that make more per year than Lamar Jackson. Eight in less than 2 years. So you might as well just get it done now. That way the $75 million cap hit next year isn't hanging over your head.
Maybe I'm naive. I expect them to get something done. And Jason, you've been on this for a while. Like before anybody was talking about Josh Allen with extensions, we were talking about this during the season. Like, yes, this is something when you get... I think they prioritize this. I think they get it done. But I do think the Allen contract throws a little wrinkle in there because maybe they were talking and they had something, some numbers, but now Josh Allen's deal might change those numbers a little bit.
That's why you're better off setting the trend than responding to the trend, because the trend tends not to be your friend when you are in possession of a top-flight NFL quarterback in these evolving markets. You're almost always better off being 3 months or 6 months or 5 weeks too soon than afterwards. It takes two to tango. And, you know, look, I'll say this about Lamar Jackson. I just got into it with an agent about him the other day, and the agent's still taking shots at him and saying, I think I could have got him more. I'm like, I don't think you could have got him. I mean... And especially when you factor in all the money he saved not paying an agent. Yeah. I'm like, no, I mean, from the trade request to everything, like, he survived wide-scale collusion and still got what he should have got, and he's going to get paid again. Whether it's now or whether it's 2 days after next season or this time next year, it's going to happen again. And I thought he did expertly last time. I think he'll do expertly this time. He had a billionaire stare him down and kind of call him out as a naive waif.
That was fun,
waif,
right?
Right? Call him out as basically a naive waif, and he stood his ground and he got what he wanted in the end. So, sure. If they'd got this done a week ago, could it have been less than this? Possibly.
Now it's going to be more.
That's life. That's the NFL.
And by the way, he's coming off the best season he's had, bar none. Not even close the best season
and
of his
frankly,
career.
And frankly, a considerably better season than Josh Allen.
Yes.
Yes.
And somehow did not
by most any metric.
Except
for the MVP trophy.
Yes, but voters will twist themselves into pretzels explaining why they didn't vote for him for MVP.
I watched Otani have like a top 10 season in the history of baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
And not be named MVP.
He did not get the lock and four MVP. Mm-hmm. Or he did get
the lock and four.
He got the lock and four. My misspoke. I misspeak there. Hey, want to get to the Orioles here? You want to talk about this bullpen? Because we watched Felix pitch last night. Is the bullpen, which many people were saying was going to be a strength of this team, is it possible this bullpen could end up being a weakness? We'll explain next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.